You're listening to KTSW San Marcos.
We've got the quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Jones joining us right here on KTSW.
The man himself, head coach Dennis Francione.
Tater Black's in the house, former Bobcat, currently a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization.
So we're here with Jordan Brown, senior midfielder.
Now please be joined by assistant head coach for the Bobcats, Cat Osman.
We are now joined by Colby Targan.
Courtney Coroy.
Bryce Benning.
David Mayo.
And Money Gang.
This is Paul Goldschmidt. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. It is 11 o'clock every Friday, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it's Friday, so it's obviously the best show going on right now. And hey, the A-Team is back again, ladies and gentlemen. As always, Jason Harris here, hosting things for you. My co-hosts are back, though. Miracle Robinson back from the East Coast, just
Atlanta,
doing her thing over there.
Up?
Heard a lot of eating food was going on on there. Yeah, good stuff over there.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the best food I've had.
All right, very nice. Dean Garcia back on the mic as well. Good to have you back, sir.
Good to be back.
Yeah, we've got to, of course, a lot of stuff. Maybe we'll bring up some topics from last week, because a lot of stuff been going on, not only in Texas State sports, but, you know, the national spectrum as well, as seasons start to end. Of course, basketball going on. So, hey, we might even get some golf talk today, ladies and gentlemen, watching a little golf on the old laptop.
Instead of wrestling or NASCAR, will you golf?
Oh, wrestling's happening, ladies and gentlemen, because I was there on Monday. And, WWE was in Austin, and, hey, I was there front row center. It was great. So we'll say that towards the end of the show, because it was so spectacular. But once again, this is Bobcat Radio on Friday. It's wet and nasty outside. There's really no reason to go anywhere. Just sit down, get by your radio, tune us on, or your computer if that's how you listen to us. We've got a full hour of stuff to go for you here. Of course, we're going to get into all the Texas State stuff, track and field news, tennis, baseball, softball going on, a lot of games going on over the weekend as well. I want to bring up the football game as well, just to get our little input on there. We missed it last week as well. Later on, of course, we'll go into some Major League Baseball. I'll let you guys, we'll talk about a little bit of March Madness since we missed that on the last show. We'll get to our thoughts on that one. And then the NBA, a lot of stuff going on in the NBA as far as playoff matches and everything
and
going
people
on.
People coming back?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Rose himself doing his thing. But before we do that, I want to let you know.
It didn't take him a year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, superhuman. Went all Adrian Peterson on everybody.
How much you guys want to bet he's going to get like a random drug test soon?
Oh, no, there ain't no doubt about that, like the NFL does. What you
random
kick, drug you kicked test. A 60-yard field goal. A random drug test on you.
Terry made a 50-plus.
Drug test.
Steroids.
Something's got to be going on that one. But before we get started on the show, as always, you can always get at us right here in the studio at 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. Or hit us up on Twitter at KTSW Sports. That's kind of the easiest way to get to us because we can respond to you right away. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns of the stuff going on over this weekend. But, yeah, it was, you know, a decent week out there. Like I said, everybody's back in the studio, so let's dive right in, shall we? Again, the broken record, I'll just hit the – I feel like we should have a key drop for this. Sun Belt Conference Track and Field Player of the Week. Once again, Texas State Bobcat back-to-back now. Julie Lang repeats with another career best in the shot put. Not only, again, is that the career best, Texas State best, but now 11th in the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Not Sun Belt Conference, 11th in the nation. That's good enough, obviously, to get her the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week back-to-back for the sophomore. And, again, sophomore.
So I think we have to, like, get a name for people who just breaks their own records because, like, there's no more other records to break.
I like
you start breaking your own records. Like,
yeah.
Needs a name for that.
All right. Hey, let's put it out there to the Bobcat Nation that we need a nickname, or if you break your own record consistently, or if you break, what's it called? Or what can we call you for doing that? Of course, we'll try to think of some of our stuff on there. Hashtag Bobcat Radio there on Twitter. Get at us with the record. If you break your own record, what are we going to call it? Because, yeah, Miracle, you're right. We do need a tagline or a nickname or something to go along with that one.
Well deserved.
So again, congratulations, Julie Lang repeats as Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week. University of Incarnate Word Invitational is coming up. It starts today. Of course, Bobcats traveling to participate in that one as well. Against the likes of Concordia, Hardin-Simmons, Houston Tillison, Incarnate Word, obviously, Our Lady of the Lake, Prairie View A&M, Southwestern, Sol Ross State, Texas College, Texas Lutheran, and, of course, Trinity in there as well. I'm expecting a huge showing out of the Bobcats. Not going to say we're going to run away with this
traveling, one. And just traveling down the road.
Yeah, you know, hop a ride, 45 minutes, maybe an hour if traffic's bad because it's all wet and nasty out there. But
I will say, Texas State also has that problem when they get to, I guess, I don't want to say no-name schools, but, you know.
Lesser talent.
Yeah, there we go.
I like that.
Lesser talented schools. They always have that, they get into that slip where they're just like, okay, I think we got this, and then they just, like, fall off.
They play so, down. They
play down to
their
competition.
Yeah,
can't have none of that, especially as we're rounding in towards the end of the season. Still got a couple more meets left, and again, the Bobcat Classic coming up a little bit later on as well. So, but I do agree. You know, it's kind of easy walking in there after you've done your thing and been like, hey, we got this.
Right, and we're then, like a top Division I team, yeah. Names out there, and then you have everyone else.
And so. then you know, out of nowhere, somebody gives you a little, you know, kick in the behind or a little more competition than you thought, and then you're there on day two or day three, like, oh man, now we got to really kick it in gear if we want to like show out on this one. So let's just walk on in there, kind of sweep everybody under the rug and be like, hey, don't worry about this. This is Bobcat Country. We've got this one here.
And use it as practice, but a good practice.
I like it.
Not just the Allen Iverson
practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
Also going on this week, women's tennis back in action again. They came away with, and I love saying this every single time, a 4-3 win over the Dirty Birds of UTSA up there. Love beating them in whatever sport it is, tennis, volleyball, baseball, football.
Could be cricket or chess.
Absolutely, and we'd still win against them. Checkers even. They probably don't know how to play chess up there, I wouldn't imagine. But
they don't know how to set up the board.
Yeah, we'll dumb it down to checkers for them there a little bit. So Texas State women's tennis team gets a 4-3 win over UTSA. That moves them to 7-6, but 5-1 at home, ladies and gentlemen. They know how to defend that court right out there. It's, 500 yards from us, maybe right down the hill over at the Bobcat Tennis Complex. But to close out the season, they've got Midwestern State coming in for the final game of the season. Want to go out 6-1 at home. There's no doubt about that. None of this 5-2 stuff. No.
And definitely the best win is when you beat UTSA. So
absolutely. So happy beating those Dirty Birds as well. And then finally, wanted to go into just a little bit of women's basketball in case you don't really pay attention. There's some news in the recruits that are coming in. Again, good. I considered it a very good season for the women's basketball team. Of course, it ends a little bit earlier than we wanted it to. Do get invited to that the WBI, the Women's Basketball Invitational, and it's nice to be invited. Not a real good showing there. Ended up losing to Sol Ross, and it was up and down.
And same thing happened last season. You know, had a good season, then get invited to the tournament, and then you lose to Stephen F. Austin. Like you're supposed to have a little more showing out than that. And I get that it's the end of the season, and you kind of have your hopes down, but you know you gotta put on one more time.
So to talk about the recruits a little bit. Four of them coming in that signed a national letter of intent already. Tasha Leavitt, Dejane Calloway, Kiana Lurie, and Devin Gray. Just a couple of updates on their seasons. So Tasha Leavitt, she dropped 51 points in a game this year. And I know it's high school, but 51 points in any basketball game whatsoever, that is hard to do, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt about that.
The Bobcats scored less than that.
That's very true, yeah. Dude. Very true. Could definitely use some scoring coming up. Kiana Lurie averaged a double-double, 23.5 points, 10 rebounds a game in her high school, last season in high school. And then kind of the one I'm most excited about, Devin Gray, set her school's record with 9 three-pointers in a game. That's 9. That's more than Steph Curry made, and we're going to talk about that in a little while.
So there's your replacement
well.
For Megan Bryant.
You were reading my mind, ladies and gentlemen. Like, that is why I'm so excited. You know, we didn't lose very many pieces off this team. Jacqueline Jeffcoat, Megan Brower, but two huge pieces, especially Brower, just being that deadly sniper from beyond the range. When you need her to go off, she makes those threes. And not to say there aren't still three-point shooters on this team, but I get the feeling Devin Gray could come in and make some noise right away.
Stretch that floor real nice.
I like it.
Also, don't forget about the transfer coming in for women's basketball.
Yeah.
Jasmine Vasquez is coming out of Tulsa. That's going to be a key pickup, and I like that Coach Z is stacking her guards. That's definitely a good look, especially with all the injuries that we've seen as of late with Anderson going down and different things like that. I think it's a good look for the team.
Yeah, and I think when you know, towards like the middle and end of the season, when Coach Z transitioned into more of that four guard look with the one big in the middle, team picked up the pace and was doing very, very well. So I can definitely see her going forward with that as well.
And to me, guard play is the most like important part of the college basketball, because when you saw Anderson go out, like you didn't have a real like true like ball handler. And so, and I think in the last game of the season, Anderson went out, and so you had Breyer bringing up the ball, which I mean she can do that, but she's not a true point guard. So I think you need someone like, just in case Anderson goes out or your point guard goes out, someone to pick up the ball and carry it up the floor.
Yeah, you want her shooting the ball, not carrying it. Well, all right, guys, we are up against the first break of the day. But when we come back, we're going to dive into a little Texas State softball. Had a midweek game going on. Give you the recap of that one. Then we've got a big matchup in the Sun Belt Conference going on this weekend as well. Same thing going on as baseball. Sun Belt Conference action going on. Get a little bit later on in the show. March Madness, NBA, and all that stuff. But before we take this break, it's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Fest is happening right now, and Miracle's got a little, not right now, excuse me, not right now. It's coming
soon.
Up. It's very soon,
very
but
soon.
Miracle's got a little information for you as well.
All right, if you guys are interested in coming or coming out and joining us at Mr. Fest, the Vistas are a sponsor. Support for KTSW's Mr. Fest, April 24th and 25th in downtown San Marcos. It's provided by the Vistas of San Marcos. The Vistas is a student housing complex located at 401 Fredericksburg Street. More information at 512-667-7726. And you can visit VistasSanMarcos.com.
All right, guys. Keep right here. When we come back, Bobcat softball action. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.